Call it to order for the Tuesday, September 12th, 2017 meeting. And our invocation this evening will be from Monsignor Escobel, St. Anthony of Padua Church. And our pledge of allegiance will be led by Councilwoman Fast. And so could everybody please stand?
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the events of 9/11/2001, the recent storms known as Harvey and Irma, as well as the wildfires raging here in the West, have reminded us how much we need your protection. These events have also reminded us of the importance of effective government at all levels, federal, state, and local. We remember and pray for the victims of Harvey and Irma and the wildfires, as well as those still suffering from 9/11/2001. We also remember and pray for our own local government of Reedley. Bless our city council and other civil leaders with the wisdom and grace to make decisions that benefit all our citizens. We pray as always through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please join our council in the flag salute. Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I please have the roll call? Councilmember Beck is excused and will not be at the meeting. Councilmember Fast?
Here.
Councilmember Pinon?
Here.
Councilmember Salino?
Here.
Mayor Bettencourt?
Yes.
Agenda approval. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
There are none from staff, Mayor.
Okay. If not, do I hear a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Councilmember Pinon?
Yes.
Councilmember Salino?
Yes.
Councilmember Fast?
Yes.
Mayor Bettencourt?
Yes.
Public comment provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the City Council on items of interest to the public within the Council's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. It is the policy of the Council not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the City Manager's office. Speakers should limit their comments to not more than 3 minutes. No more than 10 minutes per issue will be allowed. For items which are not on the agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the council as each item is brought up for discussion. Are there any comments? Okay, hearing none?
No.
I'm sorry. Could you come forward and your name, please, and address?
Hi, my name is Bill Olinger, and my address is 18750 East Adams Avenue. And a little quick history. Most of you know that my wife and I came to Reedley in 96 and took over Bob's Cycle, the bike shop, and had been there for a while. And in, I think it was 97, we worked with the RDA, Joy at the time, contracted a company to come in and put the lights, you know, the skylights on tops of the building. And so that company bailed on her. And so my son, our shop wasn't too busy. So my son and I stepped up and said, we'll do it. So we put the lights on. So those lights have been up there for now 20 years. So unfortunately, I'm the bearer of bad news, kind of, because we got to shut those lights off. And I've kind of taken care of it over the years just because it's easier if it quietly gets done rather than, you know, whatever. It's kind of been my thing. So, but last year when I was up there repairing, there's one string lit up right over the exponent, 35 feet, just the whole thing smoked, right over the exponent, which was kind of crazy. And then Eric from the shoe store walked right out and I said, see,
karma,
Eric, this
John,
isn't good.
Karma.
Yeah. So, but fortunately, there it's all clean. There are other businesses downtown where the leaves from the trees collect, right? And I've been dealing with that for, 10 years probably, as the wires corrode. And it looks terribly dirty. And I know a visual is a good thing. So if you want to see a visual, I can show you. This is where it started.
If you want to see, just to kind of give you an idea.
I know you get me, but when you see it, this is an example of
the regular wire just up there. Well, you can see how brittle it is. And you can almost see the wire starting to come right. And this is in the spot where a lot of it is this way. I have pictures where it's all wire all the way through. So it's definitely, I probably let it go way too far and put you guys at risk. But it is what it is.
And I've talked to Dale Melville, and he's kind of gotten nowhere with what he's tried to do or whatever, but they do know it. Dale knows about it, and RDA knows about it. I asked him if he could maybe have the city unplug the plugs on the poles, but that hasn't been done yet, and I'd had planned to do it before the meeting just to tell you they're off. But I'm going to go up there, and I'm going to cut all the plugs and remove the wire from the poles just so there's no accidental turn it on, because I know Taste of the Town is coming up, right? Mm-hmm. And I'd hate to have somebody call the city inadvertently and have the guys turn them all on, and they probably won't burn anything down, but we don't want to play that game. So anyway, bearer of bad news, it'll be dark unless we come up with some kind of a when we left from our house tonight, somebody did a GoFundMe page. I said, that's what we should do, a GoFundMe page. Everybody else does it. Put our lights back on. But anyway, that's where we're at, and if you have questions or you can call me or whatever.
Mayor, if I could, I just want to tell Bill, I really appreciate you coming forward and doing this. First of all, I appreciate the decades of work you've done to do something that really has enhanced downtown. And to bring this forward so that we can deal with this and fix this is great. So I really appreciate that.
Thanks. Yeah. I kind of figured this was the best way, and if they're all sudden dark, I know who's going to get calls first. So now you know some answers anyway.
And we appreciate that too.
Thank you.
Is there a way we can find out what it would cost to get that taken care of?
Yeah, Russ and I will put our heads together and see what we can do, because I do think that adds to our downtown, and we certainly don't want to have a fire hazard, but we want to see what we can do.
Would you mind if I comment? Yeah. The timing is really interesting, because we had a conference call today, myself and Chris Tamez and Mr. Dale Melville, about the lights on top of the buildings, and it kind of coincided with something they want to do for the Taste of the Town that's coming up. So we did look into pricing, and we looked at LED lights, because they would be, and so we did talk about the cost and also the fact that the Streetscape Committee is entertaining paying for those lights and also paying for someone to put them up there. So you have done a fantastic job for years, and they always mention your name and how great you've done. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I do want you to know that there is a plan, because Dale did inform us that they're in bad shape. So we had a talk today about that. It looks like the Streetscape Committee will probably be taking care of that.
Great. Just want to comment. Thank you, Russ.
Great. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you very much. Okay, we'll move on to the consent agenda items. Consent agenda items are considered routine in nature and voted upon as one item. Under a consent agenda category, a recommended course of action for each item is made. Any council member may remove any item from the consent agenda in order to discuss or change the recommended course of action, and the council can approve the remainder of the consent agenda. A council member's vote in favor of the consent agenda is considered and recorded as a separate affirmative vote in favor of each action listed. Motions in favor of the consent agenda are deemed to include a motion to waive the full reading of any ordinance on the consent agenda. For adoption of ordinances, only those that have received a unanimous vote upon introduction are considered consent items. Is there any item that the council wishes to remove?
I'd like to remove item 3.
Please. Are there any comments from the public? None? Okay, well, do I have a motion for the remaining items?
Move to approve the remainder.
I'll second it.
Councilmember Salino?
Yes.
Councilmember Fast?
Yes.
Councilmember Pinon?
Yes.
Mayor Bettencourt?
Yes.
Number three, adopt budget amendment resolution number 2017-079 of the City Council of the City of Reedley to amend the 2017-18 budget and adjust four project accounts. Engineering, John.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, council members. Here to answer any questions that you might have on this item.
I was wondering if you could just give us a brief overview of why we needed to do these changes.
Sure. There's three projects that we're actually doing some modifications to. It impacts four different funding accounts. One of the largest one is has to do with the VIF, and the monies that were already budgeted last year for the North Avenue project that we've just completed. We didn't get invoiced by the contractor until July of 17. That was when we got our first invoice from them, and we hadn't carried over the that account over, or that obligated money over to the 17-18 fiscal year. So that's just to reobligate those monies that were already set aside for that item. We just needed to carry over so we could make the payment for the contractor. The other items are really just the other item that's related to the Reed Avenue project has to do with just we received some invoices from some of our consultants that were doing some inspections. Again, we had done it over after we received these after the 17-18 had finished, our 16-17 budget had been finished, and we were starting this new year. We still think we might get another invoice from the railroad. I reached out to them to confirm, because there's still a little bit left, I believe, in the amount that they said mm-hmm. they were going to need. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking we might get something from them. So I'm just putting in a little extra just to make sure that we have enough in there to cover. And both of those items that I've talked about, well, with respect to the second item here, are all reimbursable from the state. They're through the federal program, or we'll have Measure C dollars to pay for any of our portions of it. The last item is just we have a contract management for construction, contract with a contractor for doing construction management, is what mm-hmm. I meant to say. And they are going to, when they bring task orders, when we have work to present to them, we have an agreement with them, we take a task order to them to give us a scope and fee. They get it to us, and then we then know how much we have to budget for their items. And this is just simply following through with what we had with them in the agreement. Is we now have a project that needs their services, which is going to be the Underground Utility District project, which starts on Monday. And this is just paying for their services, and it is reimbursable through the Underground Utility District. No, I take that back. No, it's not. It's not reimbursable through the Rule 28, but we do have Measure C dollars to cover their costs, and it is eligible for under the flexible funding program. So those are the three projects that we're just doing these minor budget items for.
Okay, so the VIF funding, that's using the garbage fees to pay for that, is that correct?
That's using the vehicle impact fee, yes. Yeah, that's collected.
And that's not monies that is budgeted for this year. That was what was left from last year.
It was last year's money that was allocated for that project, yes. Okay. That we did not spend in last budget year because we did not receive the invoice from the contractor.
Yeah, I noticed that at the end of the year.
And so okay. We just reallocated because we finally got their invoices from them. Okay. To pay.
And that's not something that's reimbursable from a project.
No,
correct?
Not from a federal grant or okay. a federal aid project. It's okay. from
All right,
DIF.
Thank you.
Is there any questions from the rest of the council?
John, could I just ask a question? In reading through this whole item here, tell me what NB5 is.
Oh, that's the name of the contract. The consultant group that we selected to do construction management for the services for the city. Okay. That's just the name of the company, NV5.
Because right. I read through the whole thing, I couldn't figure out what it was.
It's the official name of the company. They used to be Nolte Engineering. They must have merged or been bought by somebody, so they're now NV5, and that's their name. Mm-hmm.
It's a crazy, crazy question, that's all.
That's okay.
No, that's a good question.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I just would you please explain a little bit, there you have project management for construction management and let's see here. What exactly are their responsibilities? Because I noticed there's a construction management on let's see.
Are you talking about the other item that's on the council agenda?
Yes.
And that's
you
for
have two management companies coming in, right?
Yeah, we have what we have is we have the firm, the NV5, that we've hired to do contract administration, construction management services. And they're only going to be doing work when we have a project that's out in construction. They are there to administer the contract, to oversee the contractor, to make sure everything's being constructed per the plans and specs and city standards. So that is strictly their role in that sense, or that's what we've hired them to do.
They're not there throughout the whole project then?
Generally, no.
Okay.
Yeah. We might use them for some oversight, some peer review. It's always good to get before a contract goes out to bid, to have someone like their firm come in, just do analysis of our bid plans and specs, make sure that they're solid and they cover the city. But generally, they'll just be used for, and that's our plan, is to just use them for construction management services.
Okay.
The other firm that we're looking at tonight is to help us in our program project management, and that's more at the beginning of the projects, when we start the scoping phase, the designing phase, before we get into the constructions part of the project. So they're there to help us get through some of the projects that we have that are kind of backlogged right now that I can't get out because of staffing resources. And this was something I knew that was coming up. I mentioned it at the budget hearings that we probably have to go out and have some assistance from consultants to help us deliver the programs that we have in front of us.
Great, thank you.
Any more questions? Thank you, John. Is there, can I hear a motion then for item number 3?
So moved.
Second.
Councilmember Cellino?
Yes.
Councilmember Pinon?
Yes.
Councilmember Fast?
Yes.
Mayor Betancourt?
Yes.
Move on to item 5.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council.
Okay. Go ahead. Give me a minute.
All right.
Okay. Number 5. Consider action related to annexation of territory, annexation number 13 to the City of Reedley Community Facilities District 2005-1 Public Services, which includes the following. A. Resolution number 2017-075, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Reedley of annexation of territory to the City of Reedley Community Facilities District number 2005-1 Public Services, authorizing the levy of a special tax and submitting the question of leveling a special tax within the area proposed to be annexed to qualified electors, annexation number 13. Number B, resolution number 2017-076, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Reedley declaring results of special annexation election, determining the validity of prior proceedings and directing recording of amendment to notice of special tax lien. Paul Malakin, Assistant City Manager.
Thank you very much, Mayor. I just have a very brief presentation on this process, of which the city has gone through 12 prior times. To initiate the process for annexation into the Community Facilities District, the City Council approved a resolution of intention for annexation number 13 on July 25th, 2017. The resolution of intention set a public hearing date for tonight, September 12th. The purpose of the public hearing is to take public comment on the annexation of territory to the CFD and to accept any protests from any property owner within the proposed boundaries. If no property protests are received, the council may take the initial action to annex the territory to the CFD by approving a resolution on the annexation to the CFD and approving calling a special property owner election. Once the election is called, the city clerk opens and tabulates the ballots. If the owners of 50% or more of the land consent to the annexation, then the city council can take action to direct the recording of a notice of special tax lien. And that concludes my presentation, Mayor.
Are there any questions or discussion from the council? No? Okay, I'd like to open the public hearing and ask any members of the public if they wish to comment. State your name and your address, please.
Hello, my name is Christina Husbands. I reside at 1888 East Ryan Lane in Fresno. I work for the Fresno Housing Authority. We are the developer and general partner and property manager for Trailside Terrace, which is the newly constructed 55 units on G Street. And we are very excited about the completion of the project. We do understand that the annexation was one of our conditions of approval. The only comment that I had was that in determining the amount of the fees that are going to be leaned against the property, about $27,000 per year, it is an affordable housing development, so the rents are restricted, and so our revenue is restricted. And so that amounts to about 1 month of rental revenue for us. And so just a request if there's any way to give any concessions or reductions on those fees for an affordable housing development.
Thank you. Thank you. Are there any more comments? I'll have the city clerk announce the number of ballots that were mailed. And
how many? We had a total of 3 ballots mailed out and with a total of votes of 7. And all 3 ballots were received.
Okay. So if there's not any more comments from the public, I'll close the public hearing. And we'll move on to resolution number A. Resolution number 2017-075, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Reedley of annexation of territory to the City of Reedley Community Facilities District number 2005-1, public services. Authorizing the levy of a special tax and submitting the question of leveling a special tax within the area proposed to be annexed to qualified electors, annexation number 3. Is there a motion to approve item A?
I just have a question. Could someone address her concern in her comment tonight, please?
Yes, Council, there is a established affordable housing rate in the CFDs. That is at a discounted rate over the market rate housing, and that would be extended to this particular mm-hmm. development. Mm-hmm. So there is that place in place. So we are sensitive to that as well, that it is an affordable housing. So we try to keep the cost as low as possible in servicing the CFD. So I also passed along my business card so that we can address any questions also mm-hmm. after the fact. Mm-hmm.
The rates that we establish for CFDs are based upon a study that was done, and we then set the rates. And so right now, from this meeting, I wouldn't be able to tell you that we could afford you any further reductions from this meeting. But what we'll do is we'll go back and take a look at that study and look at the affordable housing rate yes. as well as the vacant property rate, which is one I know that's on my radar, and go from there and see if we can return to the council with any comments or ideas.
So. Okay. Thank you.
So I have a motion now.
I'll make a motion for a resolution to approve resolution number 2017-075.
I second.
Councilmember Fast?
Yes.
Councilmember Pinon?
Yes.
Councilmember Cellino?
Yes.
Mayor Betancourt?
So we'll have the opening
Mayor
of the. Yes.
And Ms. Husbands, could I also get your card, please? Thank you.
So we go to the opening of the ballots?
You can move to item B, yeah.
Thank you.
I'll be sure to.
Yeah.
So do I read about item B?
Yeah, so okay. Item A was approved, so now we can move on to item B.
Okay, item B, resolution number 2017-076, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Reedley declaring results of the special annexation election determining validity of prior proceedings and directing recordings of amendment to notice of special tax lien. So, okay, City Clerk.
I received three ballots. Total votes on the ballots are 7. We have Greeley Trailside Terrace, LP, and that one has 2. Martins has 2, Leanne Martin, and then we have Emmanuel School has 3 votes. So we'll open the first one, which is Greeley Trailside Terrace. The vote is yes, and that is for 2 votes. We have Leanne Martins, trustee. We have 2 votes. The votes are no. And we have Emmanuel Scholes. They have 3 votes. The vote is yes. So we do have sufficient for the resolution.
Okay. So there is no comments. Do I have a motion for approval on Resolution B?
So move.
I'll second it.
Councilmember Cellino?
Yes.
Councilmember Fass?
Yes.
Councilmember Pinon?
Yes.
Mayor Bettencourt?
Yes. Okay, receive information and reports. Minutes of the Community Service Commission special meeting of April 11th and the regular meeting of June 22nd. So that's information and reports. Well, now we'll have the council reports. Mayor Cellino? Councilman Cellino.
It's something that sticks with you for a while.
Yes, it does.
I have none. Thank you.
Councilwoman Best?
I don't have anything, thank you.
I just want to say that I've been talking to some city merchants, and one in particular, Valentino's. We sat down and had a great conversation. He was talking about specifically a police department, so it's thumbs up, actually. Talking about U-turns downtown, getting a lot better, but they're really excited that something's being done, and they mentioned something about what the possibility would be to have police officers walk downtown a little more often than they do. That might take care of the problem a little more so. But other than that, I don't have anything else to report.
Okay. I don't have anything either. So now we'll go on to staff reports.
I'm sorry, Ms. Fast, did I miss? I missed. Okay.
Pardon?
Thank you. Couple of things.
What did I do?
No, I missed that you had spoken on that because I was making a note, I guess. So about that. Couple of quick things. Tomorrow is the League of California Cities annual conference. That'll go Wednesday through Friday. It's kind of an exciting time to be up in Sacramento because the legislature is working on bills and they're even voting during late night. So tonight, for instance, they may start taking votes on SB 649. That's the small cell towers. If that passes, the city will have no ability to regulate where these cell towers go on public right-of-way, meaning streets and sidewalks and all of that. It'll be regulated by the state, and we will have no ability to negotiate lease rates, et cetera. So this is a real tough one for local control. The other thing that we will be talking about at length up in Sacramento the next 3 days is the pension crisis that's coming up. Our city, as you know, because we've done the PowerPoint presentation on the impact of the discount rate being reduced, our city will feel quite a pinch. As we're getting more information from other cities, though, there are other cities that expect to have to pay 90 to 95% of their general fund dollars solely on making their pension payment. So they are in crisis mode right now. We are nowhere near that. We're going to be tight, and we're entering into negotiations with unions, and it makes it even tighter. But we certainly aren't going to be in the crisis mode that some other cities are in. And so thank you, Council, for making wise and prudent financial decisions over the years. We appreciate that. Another couple of things. We have Taste of the Town coming up on Thursday, as Bill noted. And so if you are interested, please let me know. The city has some tickets we can provide. And we did receive a notation from a citizen yesterday that the basketball court lights are out at Mueller Park. If you do have any citizens, let them know that we got that fixed last night. It was a photocell that needed to be replaced. So that you shouldn't get any comments. But if there's any holdouts that don't go by and notice that they're fixed, just know that they have been fixed as of now. Lastly, and I would normally just provide this in a memo format to you, but because we post our check registers on the web for our public to see in the effort to be 100% fully transparent to our public, I wanted to let you know that for our electric airplane program, you will see an $8,000 expense on our check run for work done at Chandler Airfield on electrical for the solar and the chargers and all. That's because this is FCTA money, this is grant money, and the FCTA approved us paying for it because it was easier than going through Fresno City and working through their airport commission and all of that. It was just easier to have us pay the bill. So you're going to see an $8,000 check for Chandler work. That's why. Again, it's all grant-funded Measure C dollars for the program that we're involved in. So any staff with updates?
Mayor, members of the council, Rob Terry, Community Development Director. I just wanted to give a very quick update. Now that we're seeing some visible construction activity happening on the 180 East extension. So in case you get any questions or in case you happen to be curious yourself, as you know, this project had a little bit of a delay due to some funding issues, but the region was able to finally come together and make sure that project was whole, as it was a big priority. So one of the most common questions that I had always received about it was, what's the alignment? Mm-hmm. So the larger map that you have there shows the alignment, and then you have copies of a presentation that just has some of the basic information associated with the project, cost, its anticipated timeline, et cetera. So I just wanted to make sure that you guys had that information for yourselves, and in case you had any questions coming up from the public, since it's something so close to us and is going to definitely impact our community, I think, in a very positive way. I would just point out that of all of the work that they have done, there's only one intersection that will have traffic control there, and they didn't really notate that anywhere on the plans or whatnot. That one intersection is Reed and 180, so that's the only place where you will actually see traffic controls.
Really?
Yep.
I understood it was going to be Frankwood.
That was, I believe that was part of the original drawing that they had there, yes. But I did confirm with Caltrans project manager just this past week that is designed for Reed and 180.
That's good.
Yeah, so when I didn't see a notation of it, I thought it was better to ask than assume.
Rob, can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
You know, this is something that we talked about quite a few years ago when he started talking about 180. And the city, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that the city had submitted their name to have those funds from Measure C. And trying to figure out, can't remember if it was Frankwood or Reed Avenue, that we would like to submit our name so that in the future years we would make that a four-lane highway.
Through Frankwood or Reed, one of the
right.
Two?
And I thought that we had done that a few years ago.
You know, I'll get with...
This is before this body was here.
Yeah, in all honesty, I don't recall seeing any project specific to that, but I would be happy to discuss with the city engineer and see if there's anything, and if not, to reach out to the Fresno Council of Governments and see if they have any record of that ever being part of a discussion, and I'd be happy to bring information back to you if we're able to come across anything.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Seems to me Reed Avenue was a discussion of that, mm-hmm. and that's why... when we started this process of fixing Reed Avenue, we wanted to make it four lane from Manning on out.
Right.
And that's not quite working yet, so.
And the only thing that was going to be a conflict was the college.
Right by the college, right.
Right. So, yeah.
I'll definitely look into that and get you some information back.
I have heard of that discussion, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
I've had lots of people asking me about this.
I just had a brief, excuse me, update I wanted to give you on the starting of the Underground Utility District project. We thought that was going to be starting this week, but the hurricanes have created issues with supplies and getting equipment from that area. So that's kind of been a little bit of a pushback. But we expect to get it in, and they expect to be starting on Monday, which means we're going to have some traffic control going up on Reed Avenue, and the Reed Avenue and Manning intersection will be impacted. We'll be having it. Manning Avenue will run like typical, but Reed Avenue will run to a split phase. We'll have people coming from the north go, which will then turn, and then people going to the south will have to go. And that will be for about a week and a half to 2 weeks that we'll have to do that. And then it will get moved back. The traffic control will be pulled away out of that, away from that intersection, and will operate normal. But that's going to be over the next couple of weeks that we're going to have to work with through this challenge. We are working closely with Reedley College to let them know. They know about it. They're involved in the process, and they're, I believe, doing their effort to let students know also and for any effects. And we're trying to do everything we can to let the public know about what's happening also. Reedley Exponent's been great trying to get the word out. So, but I just want to let you know, we thought it was going to start this week, but that delay pushed us off just a little bit. We expect to start on Monday.
Yeah, to go around that intersection, if that was shut off, you'd have to go all the way down to Frankwood to go across, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Have a lot of kids late to class.
We are going to have to detour truck traffic while we're in that first phase down and around Frankwood and up.
John, I heard that the your runabout was christened the other day with the first accident.
Is that right?
I did not hear that.
I didn't hear that either.
Somebody was telling me, one of the customers was saying that
it was probably just a little fender bender, though.
Fender bender.
That's all they're supposed to be, is fender benders on roundabouts.
Well, we'll have PD see if anything was
interesting.
Issued or registered, so yeah.
That's all I had. I just wanted to update on that.
Okay. Good evening, Madam Mayor, Council. I just wanted to inform you of a ceremony that's coming up at the fire department on October 7th. This is going to be what we call a ceremony of honor for Pearlie E. Miller. Pearlie E. Miller was the first Reedley volunteer firefighter to die in the line of duty. And on October 5th, 1917, there was a fire, and his job at the fire department as a firefighter was to turn the power off whenever there was a structure fire in town. So he climbed the pole, flipped the switch, climbed back down the pole. There's a platform up there for him to stand on. Climbed down the pole and then went and fought the fire with the other firefighters. And then afterwards, it was his job to go back up the pole and turn the power back on. We're not real clear about what happened up there, but he did fall off the pole and succumbed from his injuries as a result of the fall. So this October 7th will be the 100-year anniversary of this incident, and we just want to honor his service to the city. This is going to be in cooperation with our Reedley Historical Society. They have a wonderful granite plaque, if you will, made up for him, and we have some other items, and we'll be performing a bell ceremony and saying some nice words about what Mr. Miller did. There's not a whole lot known about him. We don't know what his occupation was at the time. We've reached out and found a grand nephew that is in Minnesota. So he's not been able to give us a whole lot of information, so we don't believe that we'll have any family members present, but we still feel it's important to acknowledge what happened on that date 100 years ago. So just keep it in mind. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any more reports?
No. Okay. Then we'll go into closed session. Turn it over to you.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. One item on this evening's closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9D1. That's Conference Legal Counsel, Existing Litigation. The case is City of Reedley versus Dow Chemical Company et al. That's the existing litigation in the TCP case. That's it. Any public comment on that item is appropriate now. Okay.
Okay, Paul.